Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip teenagers through the power of connection. Welcome back, guys. This is Chris Roby, and over across from me is Kelly Fan.
Hello. So glad to connect today.
Yes. Thank you, Kelly. I like that. Yeah. So Kelly is here with us as one of our guest hosts this summer as we do our special series on questions we can talk through with our teenagers. We believe in questions at Teen Life and really good questions because questions tend to lead to great conversation, great reflection, and like you said, connection.
Yes,
so today the question we want to talk through is how much hope do you have for the future? It's a profound question, Kelly.
It really is. It seems so simple, but can be so complicated to answer sometimes.
I think so, yeah, because there's kind of two sides of the mind of an adolescent. There is that, you know, I'm excited about the future, but the future is so big and expansive, and it's kind of hard to know what to hope for. Right.
Yeah. What's the best outcome? I have no idea.
Right. And then you zoom down to where adolescents live, and that's on social media, and so much is negative and so much is difficult and frankly hopeless. So right. How are you supposed to have a hope for a future when everything seems so bleak?
It's also so honed in on the present and the past.
Mm-hmm.
Social media in and of itself isn't really made to project into the future. It's made for right now.
Right. Exactly. And when you're just living right now or in the past, it's hard to have a whole lot of hope because right now things can seem kind of difficult. What we've seen when we talk to teenagers in our groups especially is when there is more connection, whenever they feel like there is someone who's looking out for them, when they feel like there is someone who is asking those good questions, maybe like you who are listening to this podcast, their hope for the future goes up. And so it's fascinating to us that it's not necessarily that we're asking all these future forward questions or like, what are your goals? What are the things you're going to do in the future? It's about if they feel actually connected and supported right now, the hope for the future skyrockets. It's fascinating.
That's true for adults too, mm-hmm. right? When I feel like I have a community and have people that I can call if I need something or just want to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I feel more positive about the present and the future.
Right. And I think it's an interesting little quirk of being a human is that it's not necessarily that you believe everything down the road is going to be flowery and great. It's that you can move forward with confidence when you know that there's someone who has their back. And we know that greater hope for the future is a higher indicator of mental health, of positive mental health.
It makes perfect sense, though. If you aren't happy with your present, or even if you are, but you know that things can change and be better, it increases mental health.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we talked about this back in the spring about this idea of gratitude, is that in order to have hope for the future, or maybe to have a better likelihood of having hope for the future, being grateful for the things we have now and maybe the things we've had in the past increases that hope. Kelly, talk more about that idea of gratitude increasing hope.
Yeah, there was actually a Berkeley study that I read recently that talks about people who keep gratitude journals for 10 weeks or more. Mm-hmm. That 10 weeks was kind of the breaking point for them. They experienced less pain. They had more hope for the future. They slept better. Just that act of saying, these are the things that today I'm thankful for, gave them peace in their present life, but also for their future.
I would think that 10-week mark would mark more of a habit at that point, right? So you're doing something habitually at that point where it's, and so it's not necessarily, well, if I'm just grateful today, then my future will go. But we need to have this habit, expressing gratitude, of engaging with being grateful for the things around us. And like we said, that's a present and past action that that pours into your hopefulness for the future. I love this. Humor has been shown to increase hope. And Kelly, I'm 43, and I'm a sucker just for silly, stupid humor.
It's because you're a dad joke kind of guy.
Yeah,
Chris.
I mean, I follow a dad joke account on Twitter that I will go through with my kids periodically and just be the hero, even though I have not actually come up with those jokes. The fact that it's coming out of my mouth makes it
Isn't that funny?
Absolutely. But telling jokes, reminding each other of funny stories, of just a lightheartedness in the middle of what's probably a tough time for adolescents. And I think through the lens of an adolescent, adults are just kind of stuffy. And we're always worried about something. There's always something on our mind or something we're trying to get to, right?
Right.
But when there's some levity, you know, whenever there is a dumb dad joke or mom points out something silly that you're doing and we can laugh about it, mm-hmm. hope for the future rises.
Yeah, absolutely. I am a big fan of memes too. I'm in a mom's group that has a meme Monday.
Okay.
And I will giggle out loud. Sometimes after the kids have even gone to bed, and my husband will say, "What are you laughing about?" Mm-hmm. But there's something about just general things that happen in life that are funny mm-hmm. that make you feel better.
I think, too, the older that we get as parents, I think the gap in what we find funny and maybe our adolescents find funny grows. So I would say a lot of the mid late 90s humor that I was weaned on, Tommy Boy, Happy Gilmore, probably doesn't hold up as well as I think it does.
That might be true.
But I also watch some of the things that my kids are into, and I am internally eye rolling the whole time. Like, this is not quality humor.
Oh dear.
I'm so judgmental, right? But I think also understanding what they think is funny and what you think is funny, I think it's a good connection. Like this was funny in my day, and they might roll their eyes and like, well, I don't think your stuff's that funny either, but still be able to have that connection through humor. I love this next one because I really do believe in this idea of hope for the future is cultivated through giving back, through serving, through getting outside of yourself. What do you Tell me more about that, Kelly.
It's back to that idea of connection. Mm-hmm. When you focus on something bigger than you, mm-hmm. whether that's serving in the soup kitchen or helping kids after school or anything, really, even just having a role in your own household, something as small as it's my job to take out the trash and set the table. When you're part of a larger group that's not just you, mm-hmm. then you're not focused on your own problems. Mm-hmm. You're focused on a joint effort on a joint goal that when you're connected, you can achieve more.
Mm-hmm. So if you or your teenager is feeling just less hopeful, less optimistic, maybe not optimistic, but just hopeful for the future of what's to come, let's serve our way through it, right? Let's find a way we can give back, even if it's a small thing, mm-hmm. if it's a relative we can go and just take care of. But just getting outside of ourselves, getting away from, creating distance from maybe some of the problems we have through that service can significantly increase our sense of hopefulness for the future.
Yeah, it's as simple as mowing the grass for a neighbor. Mm-hmm. I know my neighbor's busy or is elderly. Hey, you're 15 and have lots of energy. Go mow her grass. Mm-hmm. That would really make her happy. And then you also have that feel good moment where your neighbor maybe is thankful and excited to see you, and it builds connection even more.
We talk a lot in our family about, you know, who at school are you seeing that might just need someone to talk to? And a lot of times it's that kid who sits by themselves or who everyone else is making fun of. And that sounds really kind of small and trite, but it's, I can't tell you the difference it's made for my own kids where they come back and tell me, hey, there's this kid in the lunchroom that I went and sat next to him and it just turns out they were just kind of having a bad day and everyone was making fun of them. And you can tell they feel really good about themselves. And all it really was something simple like that of looking beyond themselves makes the future a lot brighter.
It kind of reminds me of the last blog post that you wrote for Teen Life when you were talking about loneliness and spoiler alert, one of the secrets to overcoming loneliness is asking for help. Well, mm-hmm. the opposite is true as well, mm-hmm. right? Offering help mm-hmm. can also overcome hopelessness or loneliness, those negative feelings.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this brief episode about hope for the future, let's think about some questions we can ask our teenager. And I love this first one because actually this is one that I ask every single week in my support groups. Actually, we lead off with this every single time. And it's not, I honestly don't remember how I started doing this, but my group's come to expect it from me now. And I'll ask, hey, give me your name and tell me one good thing that's happening in your life right now. And one of my favorite things isn't necessarily what happens on the first week, but what happens on the fourth or fifth week of my group, because have a lot of students who, so you know the population we work with, Kelly.
Yeah.
If I ask that question of one of the kids in my group and I ask, what's one good thing going on in your life right now? What do you think they would say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Right. And I get nothing all the time. Not much. Nothing, not much. And so from there, I get to break it down a little bit more. Okay. All right. Well, are you happy that you're here? And so it ends up going more around really basic stuff like I'm alive, or I put my shoes on today, or I was here on time, or I showed up today, or whatever those things are. And then as that goes along, where that steadily progresses, where that thing was always there, or that good thing was always happening, but it was going to take some time and some trust to be able to suss that out over time. But one good thing going on in your life right now, I think is a powerful question, even if it's small.
It also inspires you to look for the small wonders in life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to noticing the small things, even a hummingbird that comes back to your window every day, or just things that maybe you wouldn't notice before. I think that instills hope in you in a totally different way.
Mm-hmm. I think another question would be, and this is where, as a helper, you have to cultivate trust in an environment of honesty, is how optimistic do you feel about the future? You know, I would warn anyone who asks this question, be prepared for an answer you don't like.
Right.
Because sometimes I'm not that optimistic, you know. And if they say I'm not that optimistic, that's not our chance to fix it.
Right.
It's our chance to ask more.
Yeah. Stay curious about it and say, okay, well, what would an ideal outcome be?
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you're not optimistic right now about the outcome, then what could change that?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that I think would be amazing is if you are, especially in a family, or if you're in a relationship with a teenager where you could go and volunteer together, then say, hey, how would you like to get involved in the community? Where would you like to volunteer? And how can we make that happen?
Absolutely. I would like to throw one last thing in here that we've talked about before on the Teen Life podcast. And I think, especially if you're, I say this with a lot of empathy, sympathy, whatever that is, but just there are times in life where we just aren't that hopeful for the future. All of us, we get in those times where just, I cannot get past this present moment. And the future just kind of looks bleak and dark. And we talk about the miracle question all the time here on the Teen Life podcast. We ask this in our group of, if you woke up tomorrow and everything was fixed, everything was magic wand, we fixed it, what would be different? And a lot of times the answer to that is not much, maybe a little bit here and there. And it kind of helps them kind of get to the root of maybe the thing that they're experiencing. And that brings a lot of hope to realize, you know, everything does feel so overwhelming right now, but maybe I'm just a little tired, or maybe I just need to adjust something small. And that brings a lot of hope because, okay, it's not so insurmountable. Maybe the future is brighter because now I kind of know what that thing is. Kelly, appreciate you being here today. And to wrap this thing up, we are so glad that you listened today and that you are on this journey with us this summer. We ask you that you subscribe to the Teen Life podcast if you haven't already. That puts this episode in your feed every single week when it drops. We ask you to follow us on social media. Our social media accounts are on fire, on point, and we are so excited to be able to share that with you every single week. So please follow us on social media. Review us on your favorite podcast app. Reviews are huge. It lets people know where to find us and that we are worth listening to. So please review us on your favorite podcast app. Share with a friend. Word of mouth is huge within the podcast world. If you like this, tell someone about it. This could really help someone who might not otherwise know this podcast existed. We are so glad that you joined us this week, and we look forward to seeing you next week.